We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. If you don't know about the KISW face mask, you got to know about it, because you need a face mask, and why not look amazing? And that's what you will look like when you rock the rock. Yeah. On your mug. That's right, man, because things are reopening in Washington at a very different pace, and depending on who you're talking to, this mask will be on our faces for a long time. So why not get a KISW rock mask? Got the skull on the front. It's black. The rock logo emblazoned on it.
Businesses are going to tell you, hey, come back with a mask on, buddy, which is what they used to say to me before all this.
Yeah. So now finally Steve is living the normal.
Right. Now I don't have to get kicked out of places.
Yeah, don't get kicked out like Steve. Get one of these rock masks, and also, you know what? We're helping a good cause, because a portion of each mask sold goes to the Washington State Nurses Association. You want details? Now you can get this mask. Just go to KISW.com.
Let's play Beat Migs.
It's time to play the game. Yeah. So everybody scream his name. Beat Migs. Don't be a loser.
Whoa. Beat Migs. You're a loser.
It is time to beat Migs.
But it's Wednesday, which means maybe we could whack him instead.
Oh, good idea.
Whack him.
Let me see everybody do their Mr. Wacky then.
All right.
Woo! Waving our hands in the air. And let's just celebrate the fact that, Margaret Larson is retiring from New Day Northwest from King 5. Mm-hmm. And this is Margaret.
Whack it.
That's where we got.
Really?
That's actually Margaret saying that.
I've just heard that for so long. I'm just like, it's just some random thing.
This is also Margaret.
Let me see everybody do their Mr. Wacky then.
Wow.
All right.
Wow. She really is very versatile.
Yes. Very talented.
But she will always live on every Wednesday. Whether, you know, even though she's not on the air there.
Whack it.
She's here.
I love it.
Yeah, she's going to go down in history. This is what she wants to be remembered for, I'm pretty sure.
Whack
sure.
it.
Let's get to our contestant today. We've got Ben in Shoreline to take on Steve. Ben, are you there?
I'm here. How's it going?
Hey, buddy.
Good. What's he playing for today, Steve?
A prize to be named later.
All right. Get out of here.
For those playing at home, Ben will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Ben, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's go.
How many questions must be answered correctly on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire to win the top prize?
10.
No.
12.
No.
Pass.
Beginning with R, what is Vanilla Ice's real first name?
Robert.
Yes. What car manufacturer makes the Altima?
Nissan.
Yes. What band was inducted into the Canadian Music Hall of Fame in 1994?
Pass.
What planet in our solar system has the most gravity?
That'd be Uranus, Rev.
No.
Neptune.
No.
Saturn.
No. Which mythological beast is the family symbol of House Targaryen in Game of Thrones?
Dragon?
Yes. The acronym EU when referring to a group of European nations.
European Union.
Yes. Who passed Kobe Bryant as the leading scorer in NBA All-Star history?
LeBron James?
Yes. What layer of the earth is right below the crust?
The mantle.
Yes. How many questions must be answered correctly on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire to win the top prize?
15?
Yes. What band was inducted into the Canadian Music Hall of Fame in 1994?
Canadian band Nickelback.
No. That would be amazing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 correct.
Yeah, buddy.
Oh, wow. No, actually, 8 correct.
Oh, did you say?
One, two, three, four, five.
Did I only one?
Okay, you did a real good job. This is perfect.
Oh, I forgot a question.
We have a dispute.
It went to 1, 2, 3, 5.
Whoa.
So there's 7 correct.
But you didn't give him a question.
Well, because there isn't one.
There's only
9 questions on this one.
That's a first.
Only 9 today.
I'm looking at 1, 2, 3, 5.
Okay.
Wow.
All right, I have a special question for Steve.
Huh.
Yes. Why don't you go yourself?
Why don't you?
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
Hey, Steve, are you ready?
I just want to give a shout-out to Stevie Shannon.
Oh, yeah, Steve.
Give it out a shout.
Sent us an email and said, since you guys are on vacation or were on vacation, I'm not working. I decided to figure out your record for Beat Migs in 2020 so far.
Whoa.
So he boiled it all down to, like, games where I had perfect games and all that kind of stuff. Overall, in 2020, I have 135 wins, 61 losses, and 26 ties.
Wow. Wow.
So he's been keeping track the whole time. It's like, Stevie's
Thank
impressive.
Thank you, Stevie. That's amazing. That's something I gave up on a long time ago.
We have our own statistician. I love it.
Stevie the statistician.
Woo.
I had 2 perfect 10s in January, perfect 10 in February, 1 in March, 1 in April, 1 in May, 4 in June.
Whoa.
So July, I got to try and get 5. But I can't get a perfect game today because the Rev didn't get 10 questions.
No, I kind of screwed you on this one. I mean, you'll still get a perfect game.
It will be a perfect game. Yeah, that happens.
That's true.
Yeah.
A little asterisk there.
Yeah. So to answer your question.
Oh, yeah.
I'm ready.
Thank you. How many questions must be answered correctly on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire to win the top prize?
6?
No.
9?
No.
Oh, man. 5?
No. Beginning with R, what is vanilla?
4?
No. Beginning with R, what is Vanilla Ice's real first name?
Oh, Robert.
Yes. What car manufacturer makes the Altima?
Nissan.
Yes.
It is.
What band was inducted into the Canadian Music Hall of Fame in 1994?
Tragically Hip.
No.
Rush.
Yes.
Of course.
What planet in our solar system has the most gravity?
Ooh, I'm going to go Earth.
No.
Oh. Earth.
Uranus, Rev.
No.
Yeah, baby.
Jupiter.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which mythological beast is the family symbol of House Targaryen in Game of Thrones?
I don't know. Hercules.
No. Hercules.
Horsey face.
Horsey face.
Good
no.
Horsey face.
Mick Horsey face.
No.
You're going to be so mad at yourself.
The
Steve.
Acronym EU.
Hercules?
No.
Daenerys?
No. The acronym EU, when referring to a group of European nations, stands for what?
Europe.
No.
Oh.
Whoa.
Euro.
Wow.
Euro.
No.
Oh. Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4. You lose.
Yeah,
7-4.
To lose. Yeah,
no
good.
Perfect 10 on this one.
No.
Or 9.
Congratulations, Ben. You deserved it, buddy.
Hey, play that song.
All right. Oh, that song is happening. That's a fact. And here you go, Steve, just for you. Steve was not very Steve-like.
No.
Because if I ask a question a little differently, he's going to kick himself.
Okay.
And that, of course, is the Game of Thrones question. He said, what mythological creature, what do you know that's not a real creature that's famous?
Unicorn.
Famous for Game of Thrones?
Oh, I don't know Game of Thrones.
Oh, I thought you knew about the mother of dragons.
Yeah.
Dragons are real.
Okay. Well,
all right. Well, I guess there was the flaw in my question
that
right there.
That explains it right there. You should have said, what real creature?
I mean, he's not
all right.
Wrong.
You know what? All right. Yeah. Sorry. I just kind of screwed Steve on this
what
one.
Real,
real. What real monsters in the apocalypse faces Steve and the gang in The Walking Dead? What real problems?
Hey, zombies.
Yes, zombies are real. Yeah.
Zombies are totally real.
Totally
man.
Real. Yeah. There we go. See, it was the way you asked the question. Yeah.
There are 15 questions that must be answered correctly on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Who wants to be
the top
millionaire.
Mm-hmm. Obviously, the dragon. The acronym EU, when referring to the European nation, stands for the European Union.
Union.
And there was a couple you didn't even bother getting to.
I would have won today, man.
Texas says, nice job in that perfect game, Steve. You knocked it out of the park, buddy.
Yeah.
Thank you.
He's like Babe Ruth, but not.
Yeah, he's like everybody that showed up with their Felix Hernandez shirts just to watch him get destroyed. And they're going, well, you know, we're not going to get to raise these K-signs a whole lot today.
Still fans.
But I do like those gold shirts they used to give out.
They were kind of neat.
Yeah.
Congratulations to Ben on beating Steve this morning.
I actually like the Night Court. I have one of the Night Court shirts.
Yes.
Those are pretty cool.
Yeah.
So what was it? Call number? Nobody. Oh, he won.
No, he won.
Yeah, congratulations. You know what, Ben? We're proud of you, buddy. Keep it up. So this is interesting. You know, I didn't watch the Tiger King. I've held out and I will continue to hold out.
I hope one day you decide to watch it and you're like, I can't believe I waited this long.
You know who did try to watch it was my wife.
Oh.
Shocked the hell out of me when she said, I even tried watching that Tiger King show. I gave up on that. And I go, you did?
How many episodes did she make
I think she watched three.
Wow.
Yeah.
At that point, you might as well finish it.
And I told her, I was like, oh, honey, I'm not doing it. But Carol Baskin, you know, it's hard to know who you hate more in that show, but I think you guys all agree that Carol Baskin's probably the ultimate bad guy.
Oh, she's up there. I mean, but I think Joe Exotic is really the ultimate bad guy.
Yeah, it's funny because I think the person that gets away with it is actually the ultimate bad guy. You're right. Joe Exotic at least is serving time for everything he supposedly did. Or was definitely accused of doing.
I think they're all just crappy human beings.
I can't disagree with that.
Yeah, they're like evil twins at that point. There's really not one that's better than the other.
But she's on the loose. Yes. You know what I mean? She is even worse because she got away with it allegedly. But how about this? Not everybody agrees with you guys because she is making some pretty damn good money doing those cameo shout-outs.
Well, I'm not surprised. The minute she went on Cameo, I'm like, of course people are going to pay to have her. I wonder how many things she denies, though. Because you got to imagine someone's putting a Cameo out, and you can ask them to say certain things. I got to imagine some people are thinking it would be funny to get her to admit to murdering her husband and feeding him to a tiger. But she's going to probably say no to those.
Yeah, you're probably right. Yeah. She charges like $199 though, per video.
Dude, I'm looking at her bio on Cameo, and it says, you know me as Tiger King Joe Exotic's intended murder victim, but my real life's work has been at Big Cat Rescue for a world where all wild cats live free. Which is very odd because they're living in her weird little zoo thing.
Right? Yeah.
It's not really free.
Yeah.
But okay.
In cages.
Well, she's not charging them. So in a way...
Oh, okay. You know, rent-free.
It's rent-free.
My bad.
Yeah. She's gotten over 600 requests, and at $199 a pop, that's about $120,000, rather. $120,000 for being the so-called murder victim of Joe Exotic. And if you want to hear what it sounds like when Carol says hello for you, here it is.
Hey, all you cool cats and kittens. It's Carol Baskin at Big Cat Rescue.
Oh, God.
Trish, I hear that you just turned 36. Jen tells me that you're taking a family road trip from Houston, Texas to Rosemary Beach, Florida. You know, Jen would have invited me to actually be there, but I just got peed on by Kali Tiger, and so I am not smelling so good right now. Tiger pee. That is some rank stuff.
Wait, that was a birthday announcement?
Yeah. That's actually a pretty awesome birthday announcement, I have to say. I mean, you know,
I'd rather that than her singing happy birthday to me.
True. Yeah, if you told me that, you know, she's going to tell me about Tiger P and also wish me a happy birthday, that's probably the best way you could go with it.
How much does it piss you off if you're Jason Mewes, for example, who charges only $100 for a cameo? And he's like, wait, she's getting double of what I'm asking?
Dude, I'm pissed off that I feel like I'm much more talented than she is because, I mean, I'm actually a professional in some industry and she's making a ton more than I am doing this stuff.
She's a professional at something.
Yeah, but that's where we are. I mean, you know, I think the Kardashians showed us that you don't have to actually have been talented in the world of art in order to make a ton of money. You just have to be a celebrity, and she's now a celebrity.
Vicky, didn't you apply to get a cameo?
Oh, yeah. How'd that go?
I never heard back.
You never heard back?
No.
That's funny.
They didn't even want to try.
No.
That's lame.
That's awesome.
I kind of want to do it again, but you pretend all my social media pages are the radio stations and see if they'll let me.
I don't get it, though. Like, there's, like, people I've never even heard of on this. Like, who the hell is Tommy Do?
Yeah, what does Tommy do?
He's a comedian.
Oh, all right.
That's Tommy Do.
That's what he do.
And you could get him for $20.
Wow, okay.
He's got a couple people.
All right.
He's got four people have bought his stuff so far.
I think Vicky could get four people. What's he charging?
$20.
Okay, come on. I think, you know what?
Looks like six. Sorry, he's got six.
Vicky, I would be at least one of your customers just to show them that we can get you four people.
Yeah, depending on how much you charge, I'd be another one of your customers.
Oh, $20 is too much for you?
No, $20 is reasonable.
Oh, okay,
I'm not going any higher than
she
that.
She can't charge more than Tommy.
Next to her, I'm not going to pay her more.
Did you get the name your price, Vicky? Were you too high?
No, like I didn't. You submit an application that says like who you are, what do you do, and like your social media follows and everything like that. And then they're like, okay, somebody will be getting back to you, you know, with all this, and they never replied back.
That's funny.
Who's this guy that looks like the? Who's the comedian that looks like a president?
Where's that?
Like our president right there on the far end over there, this guy.
That's John D. Domenico.
Okay, never even heard of him either.
Well, he's an impressionist, so there you go.
Okay.
There's a makeup artist by the name of Joey Camasta. He's charging $100.
He must have some people.
Okay. Oh, he's got three.
I mean...
Wait, he's got 104 reviews.
I don't understand this cameo, except that Carol Baskin made $120,000 doing it.
Yeah.
Jeff Lowe's at $300. The guy
Who the hell's Jeff Lowe?
And there you go.
There are dogs that have cameos.
And Joey Camasta apparently does a podcast with Snooki.
Oh. Well, there you go. Vicky, it's time for you to start doing a podcast with Snooki.
Damn it.
All right.
Abby the Pink Pig has a cameo page.
Well, come on. It's Abby. She's the Pink Pig.
Yeah. She charges $11.
Okay. I'm quitting life.
So farm animals are getting to be on cameo, but Vicky can't?
There's a lot of dogs, actually.
Yeah.
Like, looking at that, Chester the Good Boy, Tofu Pudding Jones.
Yeah. Let's not forget Chubb the Wham Pug.
Okay.
A wampa and a pug.
It's probably, this is where the animals have these Instagram pages and Instas.
He's got 12 people that have gotten paid $10 for him.
I like whoever the girl is, though, with him.
That's his owner, I think.
Oh, well, all right. Now I can see.
Sorry.
I would pay for the owner.
Abby the Pink Pig has 94,000 followers on Instagram.
Well, that will tell you. Vicky, you need to step it up to Pink Pig territory.
Gosh, I love this. Steve Garvey's on there.
You should get a cameo from Steve Garvey. How much is he asking?
$125. I'm not dropping $125 that Steve Garvey. Say, hey, it's Steve Garvey.
But he'll say he can tailor it for you, Steve.
Yeah, and it's going to be...
Thanks for loving me as a kid.
You know he's just going to be reading it.
Wow. All right. Well, Carol Baskin didn't phone it in. She made it good. Maybe
she got a tiger pee on her for that one.
Yeah, maybe he'll tell you how one of the San Diego Padres peed on him or something. I don't know.
Apparently, Doc Antle, who's also in Tiger King, is on here, too, for $250.
Yeah. Whoa. Okay.
He's the one that had like all the wives and girlfriends and stuff.
All right, then. Well, we got a woman who lost her job all because her kids would not shut up. I'll tell you what happened at 7:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. A self-proclaimed mommy blogger. That's all you got to do, Steve. If you want to be a mommy blogger, just say everybody.
I've been a mommy blogger for a long time.
Yeah.
I don't have any followers, though.
All right. Well, you should be like Driss. She's been doing her finance job from home since mid-March due to the coronavirus outbreak, while homeschooling and caring for her two children, ages 1 and 4. And Driss said she tried to keep her kids occupied during conference calls and meetings with clients, but sometimes they can be heard talking or crying in the background. She claimed her boss repeatedly harassed and reprimanded her multiple times, demanding absolute silence.
Finally, in late May, she raised her concerns with the company's human resources department, and their representative said that there are two sides to every story, and then abruptly ended the call and fired her.
Yeah, she got fired a week after that call.
Wow.
Awkward.
See, what do you do at that point? You go to human resources, and then you get fired. I feel like human resources is not on your side, which is they're supposed to be.
Yeah. I'm looking online on our Instagram page. Yeah. This woman is awesome.
Yeah.
She's got a picture of her with her kids, and her kids holding up like a little chalkboard that says, "My mommy got fired because her boss didn't want to hear me" in the background.
Oh, that's fantastic.
A little sad face. Oh,
play the little kid card. There you go.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, play that little kid card.
Well, I mean, that's... Couldn't she just mute her call? Unless, like, she had to talk a lot and the kids are just nonstop.
Yeah, but then what are you supposed to do? I mean, people, you know, unless she's living in a mansion or something, it's really hard to get away from kids, as we've seen with Jimmy Fallon. And I mean, you can't get away from them.
She's got one's 4 years old and one's 1 year old. So I imagine the 4 year old, well, the 1 year old probably is also very difficult.
Oh, 1 year old. Yeah, especially if there's, I don't know, are they teething or anything at that point? I don't know. Is it earlier than that? But they're not happy.
Growing 7 months, she's starting to pop some little teeth out. So,
yeah.
So it's getting close to that.
Yeah, her employer, of course, refused to comment on the allegations that she was fired because her kids were too loud. So, yeah, good old mommy blogger Driss. She's at least going on the internet trying to make things look the way they look. And we'll see if the company does anything about it. But that's tough, man. To me, that's a really dumb reason to fire somebody
during these times.
Yeah. It's like, are you kidding me?
It's the lukewarm topic of the day.
I wish we knew what company it was. It really is dumb. I mean, she's a working mother. She has to stay home during COVID. She's trying to do her job as well as manage her children like a lot of people are doing right now. And you fire her because her kids are too loud as she's trying to do both. Okay. I don't know how this company doesn't look like a bunch of a-holes.
She's got 62,000 followers on her modern Kelly mom Instagram page.
Good for her. I have to say, I like her.
You do, huh?
Oh, yeah. She's she's a good mom.
She's a great mother. Yeah,
she's the best mom. I can tell by her picture. She's obviously a very good mother.
She's a great mom. She's a mom I'd like to hire for a job that she would like.
A MILF?
Yeah, she's a MILF. Yeah, so a mom got fired because her kids were making noise during conference calls. That is dumb. So we're wondering, how about you? When were you fired for a ridiculous reason? 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. When were you fired for a ridiculous reason? Your calls, your texts after Radiohead on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. A mom says, by the way, she's a proclaimed mommy blogger named Driss, okay? We've been checking out her Instagram page.
She's not broken. She is a mommy blogger. She's got a blog and she's a mom.
Yeah. And she's got an Instagram page with a lot of pictures.
Yes.
Yeah. And she says she was fired because her kids were making noise during conference calls. So based on this.
I realized rather quickly, I'm like, how much does it suck to be her husband? I mean, she might be nice, but.
It's like, damn, why is this now?
Well, because like everything, it's like, take another picture. You know, he's like basically her photographer. It's got to be, because every picture has her and her kids, and almost none of them have her and the husband, but the husband's in like one or two of them in the profile pic, so obviously she has a husband, but you know his job is basically to be photographer for this damn mommy blogging Instagram page.
65,000 and counting, though.
Yeah, a lot of pressure.
Yeah. She's talking about being a mommy. Hope maybe she's an influencer. Maybe she's going to make some cash.
Oh, yeah, she's an influencer.
I like her pictures, though. I think that she's influencing me, all right.
See her. Promoting some Starbucks drink and other stuff.
Nice. See? And she got fired because maybe, I don't know, she said the boss says her kids were too loud. She was in the world of finance. And it's a dumb reason to fire somebody during COVID. You know, you tell them you got to work from home. Okay, I'll work from home. And then the kids are too loud because that's where they are because they can't go to school. Mm-hmm. And then you fire her for that? It seems really lame. We're wondering, how about you? 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. What ridiculous reason were you fired for? Let's go to Jason in Puyallup. Jason, you are on The Rock.
How's it going, guys?
Not too bad, Jason. How about you, buddy?
Well, I'm a heavy equipment operator. A week after all this COVID stuff started happening, my boss came up to me and said, "It's your last day. You scratched the counterweight of your excavator."
I don't even know what... So... Is that something that shouldn't be done? I mean, I would think that...
If you look at every excavator out there, the back part of the counterweight's the heavy part that makes it so it doesn't tip over, gets scratched. And every one of them out there scratched.
What happens if they're scratched? Will it affect its performance?
No, not at all.
So I don't... Those machines are designed to look like they've been working. So is he...
Exactly.
He wanted it to be sparkling with no scratches, really?
I guess.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard of. Their job is to basically do stuff that would scratch them.
It's to move dirt. How can you not scratch it?
Yeah, there's rocks and dirt. There's all sorts of stuff. Really? Okay.
Really? That's what they let me go for.
You know, Jason, I'm going to tell you this. And Steve, I have seen this a lot. People are using COVID as a reason to finally get rid of the people they want to get rid of.
Well, how do we know that happened during COVID?
Oh, that's a good point. I just made that assumption.
I mean, somebody said, like, we got one text that says I got fired from coming into work with silver nail polish back in 96. I don't think COVID had anything.
But COVID was just starting in 96. It was
COVID 1.
Yeah, it was COVID 1. Yeah.
Jeez. Baby COVID. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Teeny tiny COVID. I think they called it COVID Uno.
Yeah, that's right. Let's go to Isaac and DuPont. Isaac, you are on the rock.
Hey, what's up, gentlemen? How y'all doing? Well, lady and gentlemen, how y'all doing?
Thank you. Hello. See, Danny, it's nice you get addressed.
Yeah.
Let's be honest, Danny. You're more of a woman than Vicky is.
Fair enough.
Yeah. And Isaac, how about you, man? What were you fired for?
Well, when I was 18, I was working a temp job, and I was working at a factory. I was still in high school, so I was finishing up high school in the morning, and then, like, from noon to midnight, I was working at a factory job. And, like, so there was this new gal there, and she was working for, like, a week, and for some reason we started kind of, you know, talking stuff to each other in a friendly way, you know, like people do at work.
Talking a little ass.
Yeah. And so she came in one day, and she said something like, hey, what's happening, string bean? Because I was really skinny, you know, my metabolism was great back then, not so much these days. But, so I was like, hey, what's shaking, bacon? And I didn't think she was fat. Apparently, she thought she was fat. And so, a little later on, she kind of, like, left her station, and she was gone for a while. And I was like, I thought she had just, like, gone to the bathroom. And another coworker came up to me. He's like, hey, you know, such and such is in the break room, and she's crying. And I was like, really? What happened? She's like, well, they were like, well, you know, apparently you said something crazy to her. And so I was like, well, that's not true. And so I walked up to her in the break room, and I said, hey, what's going on? She was bawling her eyes out, and she's like, well, look, I know I'm fat, and you don't have to tell me I'm fat. And I was like, whoa, I don't think you're fat. Hold the phone, you know.
And does bacon make you? I mean, I know, like a pig. Sometimes people would.
That's the problem. I think is it's.
But bacon's delicious. If anything, I'd be like, thanks.
It just goes to show you how people are. It's
delicious.
Yeah.
To me, it was like a common greeting.
It's a rhyme.
You know what's so bizarre, Isaac? I thought you were, to me, I took it as a sexual comment. Isn't that funny how we all have different thinking of what that might have meant?
What's so sexual about bacon?
I don't know. Shaking bacon. Yeah.
Bacon
I don't know.
Is sexy, bro.
Yeah. Well, shake that bacon. Yeah. I mean, I love bacon.
Yeah,
and,
shake it. Do that bacon dance.
Yeah, I know. I'm weird, but I didn't think of fat at all, and she did.
Yeah, I just thought you were, it's a word that rhymes with shaken.
And that's another thing, too. Yeah.
Scissor.
So later on, the manager comes up to me, and he's like, hey, man, I need you to get your stuff and come to my office. And so I was like, man.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So he's like, look, I got to let you go for harassment. I was like, harassment? It, like, to me, it was a common greeting. I've heard what shaken bacon, you know, I mean, honestly, I haven't heard it a lot in my life, but I've heard it before, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So I thought it was like a common thing.
It rhymes, and it's sexy.
Yeah.
I hope as you were leaving, did you see her and say, see you later, alligator, and see if that pissed her off, too?
You know, I kind of wish I thought of that at the time. Man,
Damn. Go back into the break room and cry.
Isaac, right? I appreciate the call, man. That's
people are weird.
Dude, you know, and again, it's just like, she's the one that thinks she's fat, so really, she's the one that caused herself her own misery. That's just behavior. That's psychology 101, and he had to pay the price for that.
But I'm confused why then, though, the people at the company were like, yeah, that's totally a harassing thing for him to say that.
And
shaken bacon.
What if you had an eating disorder and someone said, what's up, string bean? And it was like, well, I'm so skinny because of the fact that I purge all the time. I mean, you could easily see it on the other side.
As much of a stretch.
Yeah, it's as much of a stretch. It's so ridiculous that he got fired for that.
Sounds like the company just did not want to deal with any of it.
Yeah.
They're just like, oh, harassment, sorry, we're just going to let you go.
Not worth it.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a beating.
Yeah, it sucks.
Let's go to Kent in Austin. Or actually, Austin's in Kent. Somebody's in somebody. I'm not sure who it is. Austin, you are on the Rock.
What's up, guys? How are you?
Not too bad, Austin. So what dumb reason were you fired for?
So, all right. First off, I got to premise it with it was a good story at first, and then it turned in really bad.
Uh-oh.
Oh, so,
okay.
I worked in a warehouse job for a flooring company. And I thought I wanted to go up to sales, so I got promoted up to sales.
Nice.
Right? So that's the good part, right? And then, so my warehouse manager wanted to leave early on Halloween night so he could take his kid trick-or-treating, right?
All right.
That's a great idea. And so he said, hey, man, can you walk up? And I was like, yep, not a problem. I'm the last guy here. I'll walk up for you. It's not a big deal. Well, come to find out that I forgot to get the work truck in the warehouse, and it got vandalized, and siphon tank, and every day is bad. And so the next day, the boss comes in and was like, hey, man, I'm going to have to let you go because you didn't lock up the warehouse well enough. And I was like, it's not even like my job. I was trying to help a buddy out, and he was like, it doesn't matter. You're the last one.
See, I'm with you, man, Austin. You know, it's like, look, the guy asked me to do him a solid, but it was his responsibility. Why doesn't it fall on him? He put you in charge of it. So the guy that put you in charge should be in trouble because you were not obviously aware of how to do it right. Guy, I'm telling you right now, the people that run these companies, it just must be, you know, well, you're the new guy. I like him. I'm not going to get rid of him.
Yeah.
It must be something like that because it's not fair.
You're idiots.
Yeah. You know what? You and I agree on that. What's shaking, bacon? Oh, I gotta go now.
We got a guy. I just want bacon.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Oh,
on
me
that.
Too.
We got a guy that came up with a new excuse to get out of a speeding ticket. It was a snake. Yeah, a snake bit him. That's why he was speeding. We've got the audio. You're gonna hear it at 7:47.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. I have lots of tickets that I haven't paid. Can those be discharged through a bankruptcy?
Yes, there are some limits on what we can do with tickets. Tickets cannot be discharged in a full bankruptcy. In a Chapter 7 case, that won't help you get your license back. But in Chapter 13 reorganization, tickets are dischargeable. Most types of tickets are dischargeable. So you would have to pay back some of the tickets in a Chapter 13 case, but the vast majority of them could be discharged if you complete the plan. And again, you would get your license back right away when you file the Chapter 13 case, as long as the only reason you don't have your license is because of failure to pay your tickets. But the Chapter 13 process will help you get your license back and repay a small portion of your tickets in most cases and get your license reinstated almost immediately.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.